First Take, Your Take. We're talking about the best superstar head coach combos in sports right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you get in on a little bit of the fun. Let's take a couple of them before we get to the next segment. Jamie in Georgia, what do you got as the best superstar head coach combo in sports right now?
I think they're really underrated. I mean, you can go with your Andy Reid's, Pat Mahomes, Currys and Kerrs, but I really like what Freddie Freeman and Brian Snicker do for the Braves. They have gone to bat for each other within the organization, and I think that's really going to take them a long way once everything really clicks.
I mean, that's a good call. At least, I don't know that I would say it's the best. Let's say it this way. That's a combo that's growing and gaining some momentum. I'll say it that way. I can't say that it's the best right now, but I will say that I think they're gaining some momentum. Wes, in Vegas, what do you have as the best superstar head coach combo in sports right now?
I would have to say John Jones and his training camp of Greg Jackson and Winklejohn. Those guys have dominated MMA light heavyweight division for a decade.
Yeah, that's a good call. You know, I'll be the first to admit that when we came into the conversation, I was thinking so team-oriented. Now we've had a couple of Twitter responses that have been either UFC or tennis-related, and it does sort of make me wonder if maybe I've missed the forest for the trees on that one. I like that call a lot. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is how you get in on it. The best superstar head coach combo in sports right now. We'll take one more. We'll go Bill in San Antonio. Bill, what do you got?
Well, I didn't know you were talking about right now when I tuned in, but I'd say Greg Popovich and Tim Duncan was one of the best of all time.
Yeah, Bill, we are talking right now, but I'll let you cheat a little bit on that one. I love that combo, and I love the consistency and easy to root for, blah, 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 blah. But if we're going to go into all-time combos, can we really put that above Michael and Phil Jackson? I mean, I love Pop. Everybody loves Pop. You're not allowed to say anything bad about Pop. I get it. But I'm not going to put that on the same level. And then if we're going to go all the way in the back of history even further for the NBA, then how did Pat Riley with those Lakers, like, where's Pat Riley Magic Johnson on? I mean, we open this up to all time. Whew, this one gets, it gets incredibly clouded. Keep them coming. The best superstar head coach combo in sports right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Part of the inspiration for this conversation was a conversation they had today, a debate they had today on First Take, as Damian Woody joined Max and Stephen A. to talk about which combo they have more faith in this year, which duo gets them more excited going into this year. Is it Arians and Brady down in Tampa, or is it Bill Belichick and Jared Stidham, the new combo extraordinaire in New England? Check it out.
Well, I'm certainly going to go with Coach Arians and Tom Brady. Number one, the greatness of Tom Brady cannot be denied. Number two, last time I checked, Bruce Arians was the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that had the number three ranked offense in terms of points, in terms of yards, and they had the number one passing attack in terms of yards last season with Jameis Winston, albeit his 30 interceptions took place. He also threw 33 touchdowns and threw for 5,109 yards. We can't ignore that. And then you got Tom Brady going there, so the interceptions are expected to cut down. You've got, again, Godwin and Evans and Braid and Howard and now Gronkowski. We can't ignore that. They've upgraded the offensive line with the draft pick of Worth. Okay, you moved up to get him. And then Worth, you moved up to get him in the draft. Let's also remember this, and I think people forget this. How did Bruce Arians ever become a head coach to begin with? If you recall, he was in India as the offensive coordinator. Chuck Pagano was battling cancer. As a result, Bruce Arians took over and coached the Indianapolis Colts to a 9-3 record with a young Andrew Luck completing just 54% of his passes. Before that, he was the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh. People forget all of that. And so to me, Bruce Arians has a really solid resume as an offensive mind in the National Football League. And then you added Brady and Gronk to the mix, too. I don't think there's any question that when it comes to a matter of trust on the offensive side of the ball, I would go with Brady and Arians over Belichick and Stidham, because Stidham's a novice. He's going to go through some growing pains. And oh, by the way, we know that Bill Belichick is a brilliant, brilliant head coach, a leader, and a champion personified. But his resume primarily involves defense, and he's an overseer. Josh McDaniels has been your offensive coordinator. Charlie Weiss was your offensive coordinator. Bill O'Brien was your offensive coordinator. I think about all of those things, and to me, it's about Bruce Arians and Tom Brady. I would trust that duo more than I would trust Belichick and Stidham. Now, if you say Belichick in the defense, that would be different. But I'm talking offense. Belichick and Stidham versus Brady Arians. I'm going with Brady Arians.
Well, listen, I mean, to me, the question, this is an easy one. You know, the question is, who do you trust more? How can you trust somebody that hasn't played on the field? And I'm talking about Jerry Stidham here. Okay, to me, this boils down to experience. Yes, Bill Belichick is the greatest head coach in the history of the National Football League, in my opinion. There's no disputing that. But if we're talking about who do you trust more, I trust the coach-quarterback combination with vast more experience. Tom Brady has played, 20 years in the National Football League. There's not a concept, there's not a play design, there's not anything that he hasn't seen. He hasn't been able to execute. So even with Tom Brady going down to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and having a different offense, they're going to adjust to what the strengths of Tom Brady's game is. Okay, Bruce Arians is that type of coach. He's coached a multitude of quarterbacks. When you talk about Big Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, all guys with different skill sets, and he's going to have a guy in Tom Brady who's an older guy, but still a very productive quarterback. So I trust the quarterback coach combination that I know that has a wealth of experience, that's seen it all, with the weapons that they have on that team at their disposal to go out there and execute at a high level.
First, take your take on ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. And let's get some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. When we talk about these combos, we have to acknowledge that we're really looking at who can get the most out of the player or coach that they're with in a way that they can win. We have no proof of concept for Jarrett Stidham. That's something that, as much as I agree with everybody, that Bill Belichick deserves benefit of the doubt for what he's been able to accomplish as a head coach. When we are comparing simple, not teams, when the only conversation is a coach and a quarterback, it is incredibly disrespectful to what Tom Brady has accomplished in his career to even say Jarrett Stidham's name in the same breath of that conversation. This is nothing against Jarrett Stidham. It's just the last time we saw Jarrett Stidham, he wasn't quite getting it done at Auburn in a way that we thought that he could. If anybody had thought Jarrett Stidham in the draft was the next Tom Brady, he wouldn't have made it past the first round. Hell, he wouldn't have made it past the first pick. So to come in and suddenly act like Jarrett Stidham is the future, and that's okay, and we can just presume that it's all going to work out. What we're allowing to happen there is we're allowing the bias of seeing Belichick having done it in the past, and we're just presuming that he will do it again. I understand the presumption. I understand how easy it is to do that. But when you want to talk about specifically comparing two different teams, two different combos, when you're talking about a coach and a quarterback combo comparison, not taking any of the rest of what that team's capable of, to say that Bruce Arians and Tom Brady wouldn't get more benefit of the doubt than Belichick and Jarrett Stidham is overinflating what Bill Belichick deserves for benefit of the doubt. It's overinflating what Jarrett Stidham deserves for any benefit of the doubt in the league. And it's frankly insulting to what Bruce Arians and Tom Brady have both already accomplished. Let's first take your take on ESPN News. That's some Straight Talk. Straight Talk, wireless, no contract, no compromise. We're taking your Straight Talk, the best superstar head coach combo in sports right now. All across the board, any sport, I want the best superstar, the best head coach, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Clint in Iowa. Clint, what do you got? What's your take? Clint. Well, we tried Clint. I can't hear Clint, so I don't think we have Clint right now. Let's try somebody else. We'll try Daniel from Georgia. Daniel, what do you got?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing great.
I would have to go with an individual sport as well. Just recency bias would be Brooks Koepka and the swing coach Claude Harmon. I mean, those guys might not focus heavy on
Oh, we had him, then we lost him. Look, Koepka is, maybe I'm too team oriented. I think when you think the level of dominance from great coach, great superstar player combo, you're talking about two guys that are sort of household names. For a lot of these, individual sports, their coach, their individual coach isn't quite the same brand. So maybe I'm falling susceptible to a brand bias. Cody in South Carolina, give me your best superstar head coach combo in all of sports right now.
Oh, yeah, it's Tony in South Carolina. But regardless of that, I'm going to go with Dabo and Trevor Lawrence. I think in a short period where these guys are only able to play 3 years, they have become superstars. So what do you think?
Look, I'm throwing confetti in the air. That's one of the more creative and I think great answers we've gotten today. I will take that all day, every day. When you talk about Dabo, you're talking about somebody that has built an entire brand of what Clemson football is supposed to be. And he's done it in a way that stays true to himself. So you have a choice as a player. You can look at a coach like Nick Saban and say, okay, I understand what the culture and what the situation will be like at Alabama. And then you've got Dabo building a program in his image that's much different. So you can look at it from a player and say, which type of coaching style gets the most out of me? So on the one hand, you have a coach that's come in and done incredible things and created an incredible brand. Then you have Trevor Lawrence, a quarterback that frankly, if he could have come out after his freshman year, I believe still would have been the top overall pick in the draft. Trevor Lawrence, the tank for Trevor is going to be real this year, and I think any attempt to try and bring Justin Fields into that same level of conversation is not real. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is clear-cut to me going to be the best player in this draft coming up. So you're talking about a quarterback that's become a sensation from the minute he stepped on the field, right, with a coach that's done it at such a high level. I love that. That's a great one. Keep them coming. What's the best superstar head coach combo in sports right now? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get more of your take. But there was also some first take today, as Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan seem to have their relationship issues. We know that. Stephen A. talked about what's going on, and specifically with Charles Barkley when it comes to his stance on not calling him mending fences with Michael Jordan. This is what Stephen A. had to say about the two superstars.
Well, what's going on is that Charles Barkley is completely wrong, and I'm going to say that on national television. It's something that I've told him to his face. I'm friends with both of them. And I've spoken to both of them about this over the years. And MJ more recently than Charles Barkley. I haven't spoken to Barkley about this for years, but I'm siding with what Kenny Smith said to Charles Barkley years ago. And you can ask Kenny Smith this as well. Barkley should have called Jordan. That's really what this comes down to. And one of the things that I'm not going to let anybody lie on Charles Barkley, and I'm not going to let anybody lie on Michael Jordan, because I know them a little bit. Michael Jordan is not how Charles Barkley just described him. Michael Jordan doesn't give a damn what you say. If you have a relationship with him and you tell him to his face and you have a conversation with him about it, Michael Jordan doesn't sit up there and say, well, you know what, you can't. He doesn't try to tell anybody what to say or how to say it. In other words, if you have a personal relationship with him, he shouldn't find out what the hell you have to say on national television. That was his big issue with Charles Barkley, number one. Number two, Charles Barkley wasn't just talking about Michael Jordan. When he used the word kiss asses on a radio show in Chicago, you're not just talking about Michael Jordan. You're talking about some of his friends. And did they deserve that? That's the thing about it. And so, number three, if you have a personal relationship and you have an inside to the greatest player we've ever seen, the GOAT and what have you, you might handle things differently. And if you're going to handle it differently, call him, which Charles Barkley said to my face. He ain't doing, and Michael Jordan knows. Charles Barkley would never do that. But let's understand that Michael Jordan was about, yo, we have a relationship here. I find out on television to the extent of how you felt and what you were willing to say. Not only did I feel it was out of pocket, but then it gets taken to another level when you're talking not just about me, but people I've befriended, people I've employed, et cetera, et cetera. I have to deal with that. And then last but not least, if I'm your boy, where's the call? Even after you said what you had to say, where's the call? Why this bravado where I'm not going to even call you? I'm on the airwaves all the time saying things. Charles Barkley ain't the only one that does what he does. And damn it, I'm going to brag for a second. He ain't the only one that does this at an elite level, okay? The bottom line is we've been number one for years on this show, okay? We're doing something right. And so we have to understand something here. When you're talking about people, I'm not going to hesitate to call somebody if I've talked about them. I'm going to make sure that I talk to them. And if I have a personal relationship with them, I'm going to do everything that I can to talk to them first, to give them the heads up, not to manipulate what I'm going to say, to inform them of what the hell I'm going to say, and to also hear their response before I open my mouth. Personal relationships definitely warrant that. And I don't believe that Charles Barkley handled that correctly in this particular situation. Love Barkley like a brother, good man, good brother, incredibly honest or what have you. But this particular situation, myself, Kenny Smith, and many, many others believe that he could have handled it better than what he did. And I promise you, knowing Jordan the way that I do, having butted head with Michael Jordan, especially when he drafted Kwame Brown, let me be very, very clear. It wasn't fun what I had to say to him about that. But we argued about it, and then Michael Jordan like, do what you got to do. We talked about it. There's nothing wrong that could have prevented Barkley from doing that. That's how you handle situations like that
maybe.
When you have personal relationships.
First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. Tune into The Last Dance. It's your favorite. At this point, we all love it. It's the behind-the-scenes look at the 90s Bulls dynasty. The series continues this Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Then listen to the wrap-up podcast hosted by Jalen and Jacoby immediately following the broadcast, presented by State Farm and AT&T, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. And I would strongly recommend, even if you lived it, you loved it, and you knew everything about what you saw in the documentary, go check out the podcast. What Jalen and Jacoby are doing and giving you some insights and stories there is really incredible. They're doing great stuff. I can't wait to see what comes next for them and what comes next for the series this weekend. It's First Take, your take on ESPN Radio. We're asking you the best superstar head coach combo in all of sports right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Brian in Maryland, what do you got? What's your answer for the best superstar and head coach combo in sports right now?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to have to say John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. For John Harbaugh to have the insight to draft this guy, I think it was late in the first round where so many teams passed on him. And the style of offense that he put in with Lamar Jackson, playing to his strengths, really says something.
Well, and look, I don't disagree with that at all. I was asked earlier about great coaches when I was talking to my friends out at ESPN in Las Vegas. And we were talking about, obviously, the legacy of Don Shula. And one of the things I said at the time is, I think we take for granted the easiest thing from coaching is I want to see a coach that's not asking everybody to play their system, but is willing to look at the talent they have and say, okay, how can I maximize what this player is capable of? I mean, you watch Don Shula's career and the way that they ran their offense in the 70s versus the Dan Marino era, very different. That's what I want to see. You bring up a great point about the Ravens, particularly because what you have is Harbaugh looking at it and saying, hey, we have a special talent at quarterback. And instead of focusing on what the perception is that he can't do, instead, we're going to focus on what he can do and how to make that as good as possible and as unstoppable as possible. And you see the meteoric rise of Lamar Jackson that I think is just going to continue for the Ravens that we just forget last year were the top seed. I mean, I look across the board at the Ravens and what they're doing there. That's a great call for the best superstar head coach combo. Keep your take coming. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to get more of your take. Plus, Tom Thibodeau joined First Take this morning and broke down if he could end up coaching again soon. Love it when we get these coaching nuggets from coaches. You'll hear from Coach next from what he said today on First Take.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can tweet me, at Jason Fitz, that's me. We're asking you guys, what's the best superstar head coach combo in all of sports right now? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, or you can tweet me. We'll read some of those tweets to get some of your take. But don't forget, guys, the All In Challenge fundraising initiative continues to offer exciting sports experiences that you can bid on or, important here, enter to win. Think of enter to win like a raffle. That's all it is. So you don't have to go out there and bid, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for these experiences. They have a chance to buy 10 raffle tickets for $10. And it's all to support organizations providing food to those in need, particularly kids, the elderly, and frontline workers. There's some great enter to win opportunities closing soon, including a catered suite for the NHL Winter Classic in Minneapolis. And you get to meet the players for the Wild and the Blues. That'll be awesome. Remember, 100% of the money raised, every single dollar raised, will benefit organizations providing food to those in need. If you want to participate, even if it's only a few dollars, if that's all you can do to help right now, every single dollar counts. You can also learn how these all you got at allinchallenge.com. Star head coach combo in all of sports right now. Brian in Pennsylvania, what do you got?
Jason, I'm going to go with a pretty unpopular opinion, but I'm going to go with Mike D'Antoni and James Harden. It's just his style of play and then Mike D'Antoni's style of coaching fits perfectly. They might not be the best coach and best player, but they just go perfectly together, so I'm going to go with them. And, you know, a lot of people forget that they took the Golden State Warriors to 7 games.
The only blowback I give you, Brian, thanks for the call, is that, you know, I continually look at it and say, my God, I mean, there's Curry and Kerr that have won championships, and that's something that they haven't been able to do in Houston. Speaking of coach combos, Tom Thibodeau joined First Take to talk about the rumors flying about his return to coaching, and he defended himself for being let go by the Bulls and the Wolves. Check out Tom Thibodeau today on First Take.
They're just rumors, and that's what it is. And, you know, this time of year, everything is on hold. So, you know, normally you would have some openings, and right now there aren't any openings. So you don't want to speculate on what jobs could open, but that's what you have an agent for. And he'll certainly, you know, at some point look at if there is an opportunity, whether it be a good match or not. I'm still under contract with Minnesota, so I feel like I'm in a position where I could be patient.
Coach, appreciate you being on the show. Let me ask you a direct question, because I don't know if anybody has asked you to just leave it to you, leave it to yourself to explain. Why is it that you believe that you don't have a job, a head job in the NBA as of yet? You're considered one of the elite defensive minds this game has ever seen, as far as I'm concerned. You're universally, not just widely, universally respected throughout NBA circles. Your dedication and your basketball knowledge is impeccable and cannot be questioned. Yet, you lost a job in Chicago. You lost a job in Minnesota. What do you have to say to people about you as a coach on the NBA level? What is it that we should know?
Yeah, I just think it's the nature of the business. I think that, you know, I'm proud of what we accomplished in Chicago, and I'm proud of what we accomplished in Minnesota. In the fact that I had multiple years on my contract, my agent is the one that will field all the questions about the possibilities and things like that. And sometimes when you look at the landscape, there's teams that are at different stages, and so they're looking for certain things. And so sometimes it may not be a good fit. We've had inquiries last year, and, you know, we didn't pursue anything. And of course, you want to make sure it's a good match. I think that my record, I think, speaks for itself. You know, obviously my passion is with coaching, but I've enjoyed my time off. I've had an opportunity to do a lot of different things, you know, just to relax and visit with family and friends, and of course visit with different teams and do that sort of thing. So you're yeah, it's been great to be off, but I'm obviously looking to get back into it if the right opportunity does come along.
Coach, different coaches have different styles. I would describe your style as intense. You know, if Coach Thibodeau is the coach of the team you root for, they're going to play hard. They're going to play defense. There will be intensity and energy and effort. The criticism has been that whether always fair or unfair, the criticism has been that there's so much intensity throughout the course of the regular season that by the time you get to the second round of the playoffs, the team is a bit burnt. How would you respond to that criticism? How would you respond to that criticism?
Yeah, and I think we all have questions to answer as coaches. And the big thing is oftentimes there's things that are being said where there's no validity to them. They're being painted by people who have never even been around you. And then I would say to all those people, the facts are what the facts are, to look into the facts, to do your research, to look into the numbers, and to also talk to former players, the guys who have played for me. And I think if you did that, you would find what the truth is. There's certain things that I do believe in, but as we all know, our league is always changing. It never stays the same, and it never has, nor will it ever. So you have to keep adapting as time goes on. But I think the same things do win, and from building your team with a fundamental base to what it will take to be successful in the playoffs. The thing that I'm most proud of, in Chicago, we had the best record in the league 2 years in a row. We had Derrick Rose, who was the youngest MVP in the league. And that team had a great chance to win a championship. And unfortunately, Derrick got hurt. But if that team didn't, if Derrick didn't get hurt, I thought we would have been champions. And the thing I was most proud of, when he did get hurt, the team fought and continued to win and found a way to get into the playoffs. And then, of course, going to Minnesota, when you go into a franchise like that, where they had not been in the playoffs for 13 straight years, to get to the playoffs, to have 47 wins, to have the second best record in the West in 2 years, I was very proud of them as well. And we had Karl Anthony Towns, who became an All-Star and All-NBA player. We had Jimmy Butler, who was also an All-Star, All-NBA player. Andrew Wiggins had a terrific year, Zach LaVine. So we've got a lot accomplished there. And the fact that I thought we became a dominant home team, if you looked at the record at home and getting to the playoffs, that was a great accomplishment, and I felt we were on our way there. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. So, you know, I think I looked at, you know, the things that I've been a part of, and I'm proud of that.
First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. A lot of what Tom Thibodeau is saying there echoes sort of the one of the more difficult things about coaching in the NBA. It feels like it is not just a "what have you done for me lately," it's "what are you doing for me right now" league. And you know, we sour on coaches so quickly, and coaches come and go so quickly. You can go from being coach of the year to being unemployed in a matter of what feels like weeks in the NBA at this point. And I'm trying to figure out exactly where and how coaching is valued. I mean, in a league that's become so defined by the superstars that play, and it's become defined by the drama between players and the relationship between players and whether or not players are willing to play for certain organizations, it's become ruled by the players to such an extreme that I wonder how much coaching is actually viewed through all of it. That's why we continually want to see what you think the best superstar head coach combo is in sports right now, because it gets both sides of it. Let's get one more in here real quick before we go anywhere. Let's go Butch in Washington. Butch, what do you got as your best superstar head coach combo in sports right now?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Appreciate it. Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. I'm a lifetime Niners fan, so it kind of pains me. But over the last many years, they've been so consistent. I mean, they can do so much. I know the guys down in San Francisco are up and coming, but they've only been together a couple of years. But, yeah, Carroll and Wilson.
And maybe two, thanks for your take on it, maybe two of the more underappreciated, too. I mean, I feel like we just sort of forget about Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson until suddenly we can't forget about them anymore. And it's being, you know, everybody's waking up and saying, oh, my God, look at the season they're having. If you missed any of the show today, go check it out. It's on demand at the First Take Your Take podcast, brought to you by Capital One. With Capital One, you can open a new checkings or savings account with no fees or minimums. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet? Approval required. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC. Coming up, sports are starting to slowly come back. Well, Germany's Bundesliga is next. We'll head across the pond over to Germany to talk to someone about how that league will come back. That's next on First Take Your Take.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You guys have been chiming in. What's the best superstar head coach combo in all of sports right now? You can keep doing that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitz. But we want to go over the pond here. Like, this is fancy. I'm not going to say that this is fancy, but this is fancy. We are now headed over, as I told you earlier, Germany's Bundesliga is coming back. They're going to come back and start playing soccer in Germany. So I'll be the first to admit that this is an area where I need help on perspective. So we're going to go over to ESPN German correspondent Stefan Orsfeld, who joins us now. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you coming on with us. What leads to this decision? How did they get to the spot where they're comfortable bringing soccer back?
Well, Germany had a long discussion whether to bring back soccer or not, but effectively Germany had an early lockdown before people started dying because of the coronavirus, and cases have dropped significantly over the last couple of weeks. So we only have about 700 new cases every day, and they feel comfortable bringing back the league and bringing back public life in Germany. So bars will be open, restaurants will be open. And, well, football is part of our, or soccer, as you say, is part of our normality. And they want to restore normality in our lives.
So will fans be in attendance at the games?
No, they will not be allowed. Mass gatherings have been are still banned until September 1. So we're going to play Geisterspiele, ghost games. Games without fans, and it's going to be a totally different game because German football or soccer is mostly based on fans. We've got an average attendance of over 40,000 people in stadiums, with the Dortmund Westfalenstadion, one of the biggest stadiums in Europe, packed with 80,000 fans every week. They won't be able to show up, and they are not allowed anywhere near the stadium.
We're talking to ESPN German correspondent Stefan Orsfeld. And so with that being said, what's the level of comfort for the players playing in front of no one?
A couple of clubs have taken on help of psychologists, because it's a different game, as I said, and they need to learn it. There has only been one Geisterspieler in Bundesliga so far on March 11th when Borussia Mönchengladbach played Cologne right before Bundesliga was suspended. And nobody knows. We are going into unknown territory. They are pioneers as well.
Well, and with that being said, what is the rest of Europe doing as they watch this go? And how much can this affect the way the rest of Europe brings their plan to bring sports back?
German football has a medical paper, 51 pages, very detailed on how players are tested, how many people are allowed inside the stadium to produce a football or soccer game, which is around 300 people are allowed in. Players have to go into quarantine for a week now, so they will basically be without infections when they come to the first game. And all of the other leagues are obviously looking at what is happening in Germany. They are looking at the paper, what they can take from it. And, well, pioneers, maybe they fail, maybe not. It's not clear they can finish the season, because if a player gets infected, it's still unclear whether all of the team has to go into quarantine, and with 9 match days left to be played, could possibly just end the season early.
This is great stuff, Stefan. We really appreciate your time and your insight. I hope you and yours are safe. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Take care.
Great stuff from him. You can follow him on Twitter at Orsfeld. That's very easy. U-E-R-S-F-E-L-D. You can just follow him there. Keep an eye on this. This is going to be what a lot of people have their eye on as we try and see how some leagues in some countries make it work. And also should be noted that the way they say ghost game is much cooler than anything I could do. We're taking your take on the best superstar head coach combo in sports right now. Let's go to James in Ohio. What do you got as the best combo?
Danielle Hunter and Mike Zimmer. That's just a killer defense,
why.
Man. That defense has been solid for years. The core's been around for 5-6 years, and they just added a beast from Baylor to shore up the middle. That's just going to be a killer defense this year.
Well, and it should be. There's a lot of expectation for Zim getting that done. I think he will. Michael in Texas, what do you got? Best superstar head coach combo in sports? Oh, we lost him. We thought we had him. He was there, and then he was gone. Let's go to Kenny in Louisiana. Louisiana, I can speak. Kenny, what do you got as the best combo?
Sean Payton and Drew Brees.
All right, give me the scoop. Tell me why.
Because, I mean, if you look at where Drew Brees was whenever he's at the Chargers, and then just 1 year with Sean Payton, including all the rest of the years, he's been MVP, best, one of the best ever.
That, well, look, I really like what you said there on your take about who he was in the past. I mean, when you think about Drew Brees, we forget that there was a spot where organizations weren't sure how great he was going to be. Scott in L.A., what do you got as the best superstar head coach combo in sports right now?
Hey, thanks for letting me on. Despite my hatred and dislike for the person, I've been listening to callers and their fantasy takes on this. How could it not be LeBron James? He's the most famous athlete in the whole world. He dwarfs everybody named in the 30 minutes I've been on hold by 10 or 100 times on jersey sales, on money made, promotions. I mean, everything. How could it not be LeBron James? Does it even matter that it's Frank Vogel as the coach?
That's what I'm going to ask you. Does it matter? Because they haven't won a championship together. So does it matter? I mean, I get your point, but does it matter?
No, not at all. I mean, if you're going to give Bill Belichick the benefit of the doubt on the coach's side, certainly LeBron James, he's like your number one or number two guy on your own list that ESPN produced as far as most popular athletes in the whole world. It just seems to me it's the most obvious answer, and I can't believe that everybody's stretching for all these other names when he's the most obvious and by far the most popular, not only in his sport, but he transcends the whole world.
Well, but here's and thanks for your take on it. I don't think you're wrong, by the way, but I'll say this. The question was best superstar head coach combo, and it wasn't most popular, and we're asking for the combo. So I'll go back to my tag team analogy from like 80s wrestling. If you have a tag team where one guy's spectacular and the other guy's not, I mean, proof of concept on Vogel is not out there yet. So I love the take. So Will Cain coming up next. He'll be looking at every angle of the potential of the Power Five leaving the NCAA.